All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Range Infrastructure Financing District. Today is February 4th. It's 2:02 p.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow, Jensen and Reese. So for our call to order, if everyone on the call, if you could state your name for the recording and record. We'll start with the board. Nick, you're the chair. Do you want to start?
Yeah, Nick Meister.
Seth Robertson.
Lauren Hiller.
All right, David.
David Hutchison with CLA.
All right, that's everyone I show. Christy's back at our anchor location. Christy, is there any members of the public there?
No.
Okay. We'll move in then. Board, have you had a chance to review the minutes from our December 10th meeting? Do they look accurate? Do you need me to put them up?
I have reviewed them. I have no comments.
Okay. Could I get a motion then, Seth?
I'd make a motion to accept the board meeting minutes from December 10th, 2024.
Great, thanks.
Second.
Lauren, thank you. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, well, that's unanimous. All right, I'll quit sharing. Let David put up the financials.
Excuse me. Thanks, Michael. So for the financial statements of, as of December 31st, 2024 for Range Infrastructure Financing District, in the balance sheet and the general fund, we have a balance of $29,198 in the working capital fund, 2024 series. In the debt service fund, we have reserve fund 2024 series of $769. And in the capitalized interest fund 2024 series, $361,129. And in the capital projects fund, we have a construction fund 2024 series balance of $4,923,387. And in the cost of issuance fund of the 2024 series, we have a balance of $29,286 or $87 rounded. Moving on to the general fund, a statement of revenues, expenditures, and changes in fund balances. For revenues, we have interest income of $198. We do not have any expenditures for the year. And we had transfers from other funds for other financing sources of $29,000. Moving on to the debt service fund, we have interest income revenues of $5,248. We have expenditures of bond issue interests from the series 2024 bonds of $52,753 and transfers from other funds of $769,403. That leaves us an ending fund balance of $721,898. And in the capital projects fund, we had revenues of interest income, $37,088. Expenditures of consisting of bond issuance costs of $292,300 and capital outlay of $508,710. Other financing sources, we had transfers to other funds of the $798,403 and bond proceeds of the Series 2024 bonds of $6,515,000. And that leaves us an ending fund balance of $4,952,674. With that, yep. Sorry, go ahead, Seth.
First question on that bond issuance cost. Like, we didn't use all that cost to issue the bonds, but what happens to that remaining $29,000? Can we move it to another fund to use that so it's just not sitting and never gets used?
Yeah, what happens is once UMB notices or decides that no other cost of issuance costs are coming in, they will move these funds, the $29,000, into, it's usually this capitalized interest fund or a bond fund. To be applied to future bond payments.
Thank you.
Any other questions or things you guys would like to go in more depth on?
Or are you guys good? Lauren, is treasurer, you're good? All right. So, board, what I need then is a motion to accept the fourth quarter financials as presented.
I'll make a motion to accept the fourth quarter financials 2024 as presented.
Thanks,
Second.
thanks, Lauren. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's everything I show on the agenda. Do you guys have anything for us? You have anything for me I need to know, work on?
Not this
So,
time.
okay. All right, that works. Okay, nothing else. Get a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
A second.
Thanks, Lauren. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye.